Trainer Ian Wilkes with us now here on the Equine Forum. Ian, welcome to the show, my friend. Happy Fountain of Youth Day.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, happy to have you on board and looking forward to seeing Gorgeous Bird this afternoon. I played that little clip of that allowance win last time out, and it, boy, just ran away from the field. Share your thoughts on that race. You had to be thrilled.
Yeah, very, very pleased with him. You know, he's taken every step I've asked him to do, and he's done it well, and he just keeps improving. That's what I like about him. You know, he's an improving colt.
Yeah, each race he's gotten better and better and better. This is going to be just his fourth lifetime start coming up in the Fountain of Youth. Talk about that decision to go ahead and run him in this spot today.
Well, the first thing, two others in ain't going to go. You know, that's not going to feel the obvious choice, you know. but you've got to give him some stakes experience, you know what I mean? Yeah, the Fountain of Youth, it's a tough race, you know. It's not an easy spot, but you know he likes the track here. He's run good over it, and I don't have to shift any step foot from Palm Meadows down to Gulfstream. And we can see, learn something today, you know, find out where we're at, what we have to do. He keeps, like I said before, he keeps getting better, and I think he's earned a shot here.
My son Miles works for HRTV in California, and I was speaking to him last night, and first words he said, "What do you think of Gorgeous Bird?" I guess he's the buzz horse out in California, but he as you mentioned, he's just steadily improved his Brisnet speed figures, 70, 86, 93 in his last three starts. And then you see that 59-3 breeze on the day before Valentine's Day. Looks like he's still got some more improvement in him.
He does. I don't think he's totally where he wants to be yet. You know, I think that, you know, I'm very happy where he's at right now. And I just think he's still improving, you know. He's still getting it together, still coming. He's still getting everything, you know. I just can't stress that enough, you know, how he just keeps, everything I keep doing with him, he just keeps getting better and better each race.
Ian, you've been down this road before trying to get to the Kentucky Derby. You've done it with Carl Nafsker, obviously being part of a couple of Derby winners there. Talk about what this horse shows you that gives you the confidence that he can be Derby quality at this point in his career anyways.
Yeah, you know, he's got the attributes, you know. He's a big, strong colt. He's got a great mind. Nothing bothers him, you know. He's not a rank horse. He's not a, you know, he does everything and what you ask him to do. And I've always thought, you know, believed in what Carl said, you know, This is a tough road to the Derby, but horses that belong on it, they swell. They get better as they go. And those are the horses that, and this horse has done that. And he's actually put on some weight since that last race and got better, so, which is very encouraging. Like, he's given the signs that he's liking what I'm doing with it.
This is arguably a big step up in class today. I mean, there's some horses that are proven in stakes in this race. Do you think he's got enough to hit the winner's circle today, or do you think maybe he's going to need the first start around two turns and another learning process?
You know, that's a good question, dude. You know, there's a couple of tough horses. Yeah, Upstart's been very impressive, you know, in his last race. And, you know, he's had the seasoning. My horse just lacks a little seasoning. I can finish in the top three and still be a very good horse here. You know, I don't, you know, it's not like a do or die, I have to win it or anything like that. But I'd be shocked if he doesn't account well for himself. You know, I'd be very surprised. I think he'll run a big race. And it wouldn't shock me if he run big and he won it. That wouldn't surprise me. But, you know, he's still got a little seasoning to come, and we're a little behind. You look at, you know, Frosted, you know, he was able to run in the Ransom last year. This is our first stakes experience, so we're behind, but we're coming.
Ian, Jude mentioned going two turns for the first time. What do you, as a trainer, what do you have to do, or do you do anything different in the mornings, trying to get a horse ready to go two turns when he's doing that for the first time?
you know, I'm in strong belief either they'll get two turns or they won't, you know, and I've got some horses to just love running two turns, you know, and I think it just depends on the horse, you know. Some horses are better because the mile and the two-turn mile or two-turn mile six are two different races, very different races, you know. And some, I think this horse will handle it well. I don't think that'll be an issue. But I just have a strong belief that either they go two turns or they don't. You know, they're better one turn or they're a better two-turn horse.
Did I hear some rumblings that Mrs. Whitney is going to be in attendance today at Gulfstream Park?
Yep. She's going to be down there. Yeah. What a tremendous couple to train for. Very honored to be able to do it for Mary Lou and John Henrickson. Just tremendous people to train for.
Ian Wilkes with us here on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Ian, let's turn the clock back a couple of races to the Grade 2 Devon Adale Stakes. You're going to send out Silver Pockets Full. Julian Leperu will get the leg up there. Really nice filly. Tell me about her.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, not many Indian Charlies like to sit back and make a run later, you know, and it's not by design by doing that, you know. This filly just wants to lay back early and come running. Just another one that's improving filly. I thought her last race was really good because the pace wasn't fast and she was able to close and get second off a very, you know, a pretty mediocre pace. And I'm hoping there's a little more pace today. I'm dying to get this filly two turns, you know. But I had to run her here just... Otherwise, you're too far behind the eight ball. If I didn't run her today, trying to find a two-turn race, you know. So this track doesn't suit her as much as it'll suit Gorgeous Bird.
Yeah, we heard a little bit of that from Kieran McLaughlin earlier in his decision where to send his horses. Because this track does have a tendency to be a little speed favoring, although yesterday horses were coming from off the pace, so maybe you get a little lucky if the track's about the same.
yeah, you hope so, but you know, and it's pretty obvious every time, you know, you come to a big day, for some reason, like maybe it's faster horses, you know, but they do soup it up a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of speed entered, so that's a little feather in your cap because your filly can finish, and there's a lot of fillies in this race that just want to bust out of the gate and go to the lead.
Yeah, and that's my feeling. You know, she's just got to work out a trip, you know, 14 horses there. I don't know if there's any scratches yet, but she's just got to work out a trip, and I think Julian will suit this filly. She worked really well with Julian the other day, you know. It's very tickled the way she worked, garped out strong. She's doing well.
She's another one that's improved her speed figures too. 70, 86, 92. What's the secret, man?
Unfortunately, I got patient owners. They let me develop horses. I love to develop horses, you know, just let them come along and they can keep getting better, you know, because your big goals are later in, you know, in the spring here, not in the winter, you know, or early, and just keep letting them get better. And fortunately, I got that and plus two, when the horses can run, it makes it easier.
Ian, you do it as good as anybody, and all the best this afternoon in both the Fountain of Youth and the Devon Adale Stakes. We'll be cheering for you and look forward to seeing you out here later today.
Okay, mate. Thanks.